Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live every day, including this Friday the 13th, to address your questions and real-life issues by phone at 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, we encourage you to pick up that phone right now and give us a call, 1-800-677-9377. You know, the Word of God offers true life and freedom in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to stay tuned to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, one of the most basic, fundamental truths of the gospel is the fact, the truth of forgiveness. Jesus Christ, just the name Jesus means that he is going to save us from our sins. When the angels appeared to the shepherds as they were attending their flocks at night, he says, "Fear not," and he says, "Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you." Well, how does he save us? How does he carry out that mission? I think the Apostle John was probably the first to tell us how that was going to happen.
Yeah, he relates a story in chapter 1 about John the Baptist. And John was out teaching, doing his baptism thing out there at the Jordan, and Jesus shows up. And it says here in verse 29 of chapter 1, "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" There's the description. Jesus, the Lamb of God, the perfect, the one perfect for all time sacrifice, where he dealt with sin for all of us, once and for all. And here he came, and John recognizes him. The Spirit reveals who this is to John, and he's just blown away. I think we should be blown away, too. Jesus came. He was the Lamb. He took away sin. And now, because of that, we can experience the eternal life that he offers us in his resurrection.
Yeah, all of us stand guilty before God, and God doesn't let sin go unpunished. Mm-hmm. So we all deserve death. That's the punishment for sin. The wages of sin is death. We see that revealed in the Old Testament. We certainly see it talked about and really clarified in the New with Paul's words in Romans. Mm-hmm. The wages of sin is death. It's pretty severe. It's harsh. You know, we like to think of punishment in terms of how we would punish people. You know, we put our children in a corner and say, "You have time out," or we take away their things. But that's not the way God handles sin. He deals with it justly, and he punishes it severely, and that punishment is death. It just so happens that Jesus loved us so much that he became that sacrificial lamb to take away our sins once and for all, to remove that sin debt so that we could come to him by faith and in him receive the declaration that there is no condemnation for you. That is powerful. That is just mind-boggling, and it just changes everything when we really embrace it. That's why this forgiveness issue is so vitally important, because it truly does open the door to everything else that God has for us in Christ Jesus. So if you're struggling with guilt and shame and wondering if punishment is just around the corner, we invite you to take a deep look at what Christ accomplished for you on the cross. That's why we've produced this wonderful little resource called Forgiveness, the Door to Life. It's available to anyone for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. So you'll get this wonderful resource, a resource that you can benefit with, and it's a resource that once you've read it, you'll want to pass on to others. But it'll also help others out there in radio land get connected to the love of Christ when they understand that their sins have been forgiven. So it's a win-win proposition. So help Basic Gospel reach others with this life-changing news, and get this resource to be a benefit to you as well.
And you can find it when you visit our website, basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net, or you can call and speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828, like right now, 1-800-727-2828. Either way, a great way to support Basic Gospel.
Yeah, one other thing I'd like to mention, in February of next year, we're releasing a new Bible study guide, The New Covenant Journey. We've been working on this for quite some time. We've had some Bible study groups go through it, and they've given us some feedback, so we've made some changes, and we really think it's going to be just one of the best Bible study resources that we've ever done. But we have several cover designs, and we want your help in figuring out which one's going to be the best. And on our Facebook page, Basic Gospel Facebook page, we have a survey there. You can click the link, and you will see the three cover designs. And we invite you to go there and help us choose the winning cover for the New Covenant Journey. The three that are up there are really, really good designs. And they're a little bit different, but they're so professional looking. And we're very thrilled with all three. And we'd be happy with any one of them. But we want you to help make that decision, to weigh in. So we invite you to go to our Facebook page, Basic Gospel Facebook page. You can get to it at basicgospel.net. I think there's links that will take you right there. And when you get there, click the link for the survey. Vote. We would greatly appreciate it.
1-800-677-9377. We've got plenty of time on the clock, plenty of open lines. This is Basic Gospel. We want to hear from you. Again, 1-800-677-9377. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Brad in O'Fallon, Missouri. Hi, Brad.
How you guys doing? I'm a little fired up about your previous caller, and I would like to exhort the brother that there is, and I don't say this with tongue in cheek, there is deliverance from legalism and depending upon one's understanding and the understanding of men. And the other thing is that God gave us one mouth and two ears for a reason. And the reason is the two ears for hearing and the mouth for speaking, but not over talking someone. But what the question I have, Bob, is last week, one of the days last week, you were talking wonderfully about the Old Covenant law, as called the Mosaic law, and the law of sin and death. Now, I was saved at age 11. You were saved at a very young age also. I knew nothing about the Mosaic law or the Old Covenant law, the Ten Commandments, or anything of the oral law when I got saved. But I did understand that I was a sinner, and Jesus, you know, for me to have Jesus come into my life, that I was accepting the fact that I was a sinner and I needed him to save me. And I kind of thought last week, I kind of got some light, you know, because I was thinking, how can me, I was 11 years old, had never heard about the law of Moses or the Old Covenant, but it rang true to me that what was working inside of me as an 11-year-old was that law of sin and death.
Absolutely.
And because of that law of sin and death, I responded to the gospel.
Yeah, we, you know, whether we're, you know, born, you know, with a Jewish background and we're steeped in the Jewish way of life and, you know, trying to live up to those Ten Commandments and the 600 plus other laws that were a part of that old covenant, or whether we were Gentiles who, you know, weren't really familiar with it at all, there's something inside of all of us that shows that we're guilty of sin.
Yes. I
think, you know, there's a few people out there in the world that say they've had no sin, and but that's the rarity. That's the exception. I think all of us know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are miles away from God until we come to him through faith in Jesus Christ. When we're drawn near to him through that grace of God. But there, you know, before the law came, sin was in the world, and there was this reality that the wages of sin was death. We saw that in the garden. That's just an eternal truth. But there is freedom from that through faith in Jesus Christ, and we're all rescued from the law of sin and death by the Spirit of life in
Absolutely.
Christ Jesus.
One more thing. You all were talking about forgiveness in the very beginning of the program, and it is so important. You said it's the entry into truth, and I was thinking about the Council of Dort and the two opponents in that debate, and I really believe that the problem with both of those theologies is the fact that they do not understand reconciliation and the forgiveness of sins, because both of them, in their wrong understanding of forgiveness, go in different and wrong directions to understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's even much more why it's so important to really understand forgiveness, as Jesus took away the penalty, but also that he remembers our sins and transgressions or lawful unlawful deeds never again.
Right. Well, in the old...
Anyway, I appreciate you guys, and thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Brad. And Brad brings up a very good point. As far as forgiveness is concerned, God always established that forgiveness was based on the shedding of blood.
Yes.
He says that in the book of Hebrews, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. That was a principle that was carried out in the Old Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
So when sin was to be atoned for, and that's what they called it back then, the Day of Atonement, blood was brought to the altar. It was the blood of bulls and goats, and there was a protocol prescribed by God on how they were to carry that out. The high priest was to sacrifice and carry blood in for himself, and then there was another sacrifice, the blood for the people, and both of that was put on the altar in the Holy of Holies, and then some of it was put on a scapegoat, and it was sent out into the wilderness. But all of it, blood was the substance for forgiveness. And we see that in the New Covenant as well with Jesus. Actually, his blood just took away sins, and now in this New Covenant, there's no need for blood to be shed. And that's what the writer of Hebrews says with, God remembers our sins no more, and where these have been forgiven, there's no longer any sacrifice for sin. So every time they sinned in the Old Covenant, they brought a sacrifice to a priest, and it was the blood was poured out, and they could experience a measure of forgiveness, a release from guilt for that particular sin. But in this New Covenant, Jesus shed his blood for all sin, one time. It's never going to be shed again. So there's no provision for sacrifice in this new covenant. But boy, we sure try to come up with our own sacrifices. I've done something wrong, so Lord, what do I need to do in order to get more forgiveness? And so since we can't shed blood, and since we're not going to shed blood, we've got to come up with some other way. And so we've reduced our forgiveness down to a formula. Well, that will never buy us forgiveness. That will never earn us forgiveness. It takes the shed blood of Jesus Christ, period, end of story.
Yeah.
We just don't believe that. We really don't believe it. But it's basic. It's the most important. And I'm just telling you, if you will latch on to what Christ has done, your life will never, ever, ever be the same. Now, I can hear people out there already saying, well, isn't that just going to allow us to go out and do anything we want? Believe it and test it out. I guarantee you, when you embrace the once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus Christ and receive that forgiveness, know that you've been reconciled, know that there's nothing more to be done, that truth is going to change the very way that you look at God, is going to change the inward desires so that you will want to follow the Lord in all that he is and all that he does in and through us. Check it out. Test it. I'm issuing you a challenge today.
Yes, do it.
Don't let fear rob you from experiencing all that's there for you in Christ.
Yeah, that's exactly why we called this booklet we've been talking about, Forgiveness, the Door to Life. Forgiveness is not life. Forgiveness is not salvation. But if you don't understand forgiveness, you'll never walk through that door to eternal life and receive that gift, because you'll be stuck at the cross looking up there in abject guilt and defeat rather than absorbing the victory of Jesus and going forward to the empty tomb for life and the indwelling Holy Spirit.
Yes, indeed.
Well, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. Still time on the clock, still open lines, 1-800 877-973-7777.
Let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, and talk with David, Dana, listening to us on WMYT. Hi, Dana.
Gee, greetings and Christ, what's happening, man? You guys are awesome. Actually, from New York, God sent me 800 miles away so he would introduce me to his son. But anyway, on December 4th, I celebrated my birthday. I'm 5 years old.
Hey, can I just jump in here for a minute, Dana?
What's that?
Listeners, I want to draw attention to something Dana just said. He has an incredible perspective. He was a New Yorker. God moved him to North Carolina, and he realized why, so that he could receive Jesus Christ. Dana, did you want to move to North Carolina?
I didn't know what I was doing, to be honest with you. it was crazy, man. I drive a half a football field here with my wife and two children, and we had no idea. And God sent me here for that reason, because nobody shared who Jesus Christ was. And but anyway, I could go on and on and on, man. It's amazing. And I tell you what, it's the hardest thing I ever done in my life, but it's the most beautifulest thing. And it's getting easier listening to you guys, because I'm finally hearing the truth 5 years later. But he has allowed me to, you know, die to the letter, because the letter kills, but the spirit gives life, and die to religion. And there's just so much doctrine going on out there. But you guys just hit the mark, and you're so beautiful, and I'm healing. And every time this is my favorite part of the day. But my question is, my brothers, is I always was interested in Jesus when he says about the wide gate and very few enter the narrow gate. What is he saying by that?
Well,
I don't know where
another,
it is in the Bible.
Well, that's in Matthew 7, starting in verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Well, what Jesus is saying is that he's basically that gate. He's the way. John really underscores that by writing down some of the statements that Jesus made about himself. You can read those in John chapter 10. He makes the bold statement, I am the gate. So if you're going to be saved, you have to enter through him. There's no other gate. There's a lot of other folks that try to get in through the back door or something like that, but that doesn't lead to entry into salvation, only through Jesus Christ. And that's why he said, again, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ is the way. And our pride, our rebellion, all of those things that we inherited from our ancestors that go all the way back to Adam and Eve cause us to stumble over Jesus until we finally come to a point and we've been humbled in our lives, and we're ready to receive. And at that point, this narrow gate looks just wonderful. It just looks like the greatest thing that's ever been given to us. And by faith, we walk through, and we're born again, we receive life, and just all things become new at that point. So that's what he's referring to. Jesus Christ is the gate, and we enter salvation through him and through him alone.
Well, amen, brother. That makes sense, because the Spirit told me that a long time ago, that I was on the narrow gate, but I wasn't really sure, and I'm not boasting or anything, is what Jesus is doing through me. But anyway, you guys are awesome, and if anybody's got money out there, man, you know, get your wallets out and mail some checks to these guys, because you guys have, for myself, never reading a book in my life. And I read Love Is, Bob. And I love how you put small B instead of a capital B. I love that. But I'm reading that every day, and I'm just, I don't know, something's happening here, and man, I'm coming back to life again. And but anyway, thank you. Bless your heart. Well, keep up the great work, and I love you, and have a great, great, blessed weekend. Thank you for answering that question, guys.
You're welcome, Dana. Thank you, thanks Dana. For your call, your encouragement. And, you know, we just definitely need to get back to, you know, this basic gospel message. Yeah. That's why
Jesus.
It's just Jesus. It's just, you know, his shed blood on the cross. It's his resurrection. If we'll just let that soak into us, a lot of the questions that we have in life are going to be answered. Doesn't mean life is going to be easy. It's always going to be filled with trials and tribulations. But we have a solid rock to stand upon as we go through them, and our house isn't going to fall down. We're going to get through. Why? Because Christ is alive. He's living in us, and he's going to enable us to get through. That's just what Jesus does. And you know, we've been on radio for a long time. We were people-to-people ministries. Now we're basic gospel. But in all the years that we've been on the air, the two most asked questions have to deal with forgiveness of sins and eternal security. What does that tell us? The basic gospel isn't being taught sufficiently, or it's being taught, but not enough attention is being paid to it, that we just move on to other things. And, you know, what are we supposed to be doing? What is the church supposed to be doing? How are we supposed to impact our culture? And we get so caught up in all of those things that we drift away from the most important truths that are revealed to us in the Word of God. And that's what Jesus has done. And so we're constantly being called back to the basics. I love what Paul said as he's writing to the Philippians. It's no big deal for me to go over this again and again and again. Peter said the same thing. In light of the trials and tribulations that he knew were coming to believers of that day, he said, man, I'm going to remind you and remind you and remind you that you've been born again into a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that his sacrifice on the cross, the fact that he died, the righteous for the unrighteous, to forgive all of your sins, was there to bring you to God, and this inheritance that you have that is stored up in heaven by God. All of these great reminders of this basic gospel. Why? Because they needed that to be able to go through what was up ahead. We need that basic gospel. We need to return to it. We need to stay anchored there. We need to let those basic truths get so deep within us that when life presses in, when pressure mounts, it's these basic truths that are going to come out as we walk by faith, hope, and love.
And friends, we have a terrific privilege of being here every day to address your questions and meet your needs right at your point of need. I want to remind you also that Basic Gospel is indeed a listener-supported ministry reaching out with the truth of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the gospel that saves. God loves you, and he and we want you to know his love and how it impacts your life. That's why we're here every day, to share with you what has become a reality in our own lives. But it requires finances to keep the message coming. That's why we encourage you with offers like the little booklet, Forgiveness, The Door to Life, Bob mentioned. Also, we need to see donations of around $300,000 by the end of the month in order to meet needs. $5, $10, $100, $1,000 or more. Every gift, no matter the size, helps and makes a difference. So please join with us in the grace of giving with a special Christmas gift today if you can. We need you to be a part of the ongoing support of Basic Gospel. As a reminder, this great little booklet on forgiveness that we've produced for you is yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, call 1-800-727-2828 right now if you can. That's 1-800-727-2828 and ask for the forgiveness booklet. Or visit us online at basicgospel.net. You'll find a link right there on the homepage. That's basicgospel.net for the booklet, Forgiveness, The Door to Life. Yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. So that's it for this week, everybody. And for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and the Basic Gospel staff, This is Bob Davis saying God bless you and wishing you and your family a wonderful weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.